Father, we thank and praise you. Sometimes we really don't understand why we have to suffer some things physically, financially, relationship-wise. A lot of us just don't make sense. But that little song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And sometimes we talked about, well, you're preaching to the choir, preacher. We know all of that. But sometimes we just need to encourage one another. That's the biggest thing. My calling is not to be a great preacher. I feel as though that my calling is to encourage. Because I've experienced trials and tribulations. I still do. But I know the end result is the peace of God which passes all understanding. So encourage your friends, your neighbor, your co-workers. You don't have to beat them over the head with the Bible. One of the great church leaders from years past said, we got to preach the gospel all the time. And sometimes we don't have to use words. Sometimes we're the only Bible people will ever see. It's a big responsibility. So if you've never made that decision to say, Lord, I want to be personally involved with you. I want you to be my personal Lord and my personal Savior. As it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, that he stands at the door of our heart. He wants to come in. He will never force himself upon you. He wants to be invited. We're looking for a church home. I tell people all the time, this is the best kept secret in Tallahassee for a church. Good, big, little. This is a special place. Since 1834, people in this little community have been encouraging one another. We thank you for that and your faithfulness. And we give you the glory this morning in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen.